I do feel personally, and I believe, that it's blatant disrespect to expect, while the services were removed, the cancer services, 13 years ago, 15 years ago, actually, from Sligo to Galway, as it was the to be the centre of excellence, and it has indeed become the centre of excellence. However, people here are geographically disadvantaged, and they should not have to find their own way and provide their own transport. And often them cannot even drive due to the nature of their conditions, and therefore a bus should be provided. And they should not have to be looking to charities to try and provide this bus. But if it is the case that it is a charity that runs the service, well, what I suggest are in cooperation with Sligo University Hospital, I suggest that the minister intervene and seek and apply perhaps the lotto funding that was applied in the first instance. Now, lotto funding usually is only about 10,000 per applicants. So this would have to be a special lotto fund to be applied in this instance, or indeed provide another solution. But a solution must be provided.
The patients have enough to deal with in their own minds regarding their treatment, and they require the comfort of the journey as well.
Yes, indeed. And I have been told many distressing stories by actual people who have used this service. There's both men and women on the bus, and there's men who are going for prostate treatment and they need to go to the toilet. And some of them have had to bring their own utensils to pass water. And this is just not good enough because they need to go frequently. And a lot of women need in terms of their conditions. So, as you said, it's distressing enough to go for diagnostic treatments, distressing to go for cancer treatments such as radiation therapy, that really we need to be providing the utmost comfort that we can to ensure that it's as comfortable as possible for these people going through this most difficult time.